Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, August the 14th. We're going to talk about Missouri River Relief today and all kinds of cultural events that are happening in the city of Columbia. Let's start first of all with Steve Schneer, Missouri River Relief. Good to have you here, Steve.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Now, you've got a river cleanup coming up this Saturday, August the 17th, right?
Absolutely. Up in Glasgow, Missouri.
So what's going to happen?
Basically, it starts at 9 in the morning, and we're looking for as many volunteers as we can. So Glasgow's not that far away, and
it's not
a really cool river town. At 9 o'clock, we start taking people out in boats on the Missouri River, basically drop them off for a couple hours. Everyone picks up as much trash as
you drop them off along the river.
That's correct. We don't toss them into the river. Not on purpose, anyways.
Okay, so you take them out in boats.
Yes.
On the Missouri River.
Yes.
You don't dump them in the river. You take them downstream and you pull up. And
we're essentially picking up all kinds of trash that's floated in or been dumped, you know, along the river over the past couple of years. So it's really fun. And people are surprised at how much fun it is and how much they kind of get into the act of sort of looking for trash and picking it up.
And the fact that you pick up so much trash, too.
Yeah.
And you find all kinds of stuff, don't you?
That's right, everything. I mean, anything that floats, anything that we humans create.
Yeah. So then what do you do with everything that they have picked up?
Yeah, a lot of it ends up going to a landfill, which is where it probably belonged to begin with. And anything that we can recycle, we do, you know, which includes tires and scrap metal, glass, plastic.
So that will be this coming Saturday. People come to where? Stump Island?
That's right. Stump Island Park in Glasgow, Missouri.
Is it easy to find?
It's fairly easy to find. It's basically, on your way into Glasgow, if you come in from Fayette, for example.
Okay, you're going to come to Stump Park.
Yeah, you'll see the signs for it on your way in.
Okay, so what time should folks get there if they want to be part of the
8:30 would be great.
And then the boats will start going out at what time?
9 o'clock.
And then you pick them up at the same location that you dropped them off?
Absolutely.
They don't have to jump in the river and swim downstream?
No, definitely not. We take care of all that. And sometimes our boats get to stay with everybody and work together, which is really fun.
How many people are you hoping will show up?
Well, you know, Glasgow's kind of a smaller town, but it's really a river town. It's the real deal. And we usually in a town like Glasgow, we get 100 volunteers. Mm. Some of our cleanups, we have 400. So, you know, it varies.
Do people need to call and register ahead of time or just show up?
They can show up. We'd love it if they would register on our website.
Okay, what's the website address?
Riverrelief.org.
So go to www.riverrelief.org and then sign up that you want to help clean up this Saturday, August the 17th.
Absolutely. They can still sign up today.
Yeah.
And then they'll get a free lunch. The Isle of Capri casinos donate.
Oh, you're giving lunch too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
absolutely
nice.
It's very cool.
What, after they've come back to Stump Park?
Yep. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Now, you had yesterday, you had a bit prehistory of the Lower Missouri River. How'd that go?
Yeah, that's a piece of a monthly speaker series that we have at Les Bourgeois Bistro over in Roachport. It was absolutely wonderful. Joe Harrell from St. Louis came and talked about some of the sites that he's excavated along the Missouri River.
Okay.
And then next month in September, September 10th, Roger Still from here in Columbia is going to tell us about a project he's working on kind of countywide with the Greenbelt Land Trust and a whole bunch of other people.
And where will that be?
To develop the natural legacy of Boone County. And that will also be at Les Bourgeois Bistro on September 10th at 7
And people
o'clock.
Need to sign up ahead of time for that?
No, everyone's
just go
welcome.
September 10th. Okay.
Yep.
Steve, thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Pleasure
Paul.
Pleasure having you here, and best of luck this coming Saturday in Glasgow.
Yeah.
I hope you have so many people that you run out of boats
yeah,
being able to transport them.
Me too. It'll
okay.
be good.
All right. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
All right. Now we turn to Sarah Dressler, who is representing the City of Columbia Cultural Affairs. And there is just so much culture in the City of Columbia.
There's a lot.
And you came out here with a big, long list of things.
There's so many things I don't probably have enough time to talk about. What's going on in Columbia, which is kind of a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Because really, if you look hard, you can go to an arts event probably every night of the week.
Oh, sure.
So,
you can. Sure
you know, we really want to try to challenge people as, you know, summer's winding down, you're looking ahead to the fall or this whole year. A lot of organizations are releasing their seasons and having season tickets. So maybe look and see, what do I want to go to this month? And it could just be a gallery exhibit opening or a movie at Ragtag.
Well, why don't you give us a couple
so
of examples?
So coming up, you know, this weekend, there's the Boondoddle. So that is kind of a arts and outdoors event for,
the
you know,
Boondoddle?
Boondoddle. So this
what
kind of ties in with river and being outside. So people can support the True False Film Fest in the off season with this fundraiser. They ride their bike to Rocheport, and there's music and kind of activities happening along the way.
So you ride from Columbia to Rocheport?
To Rocheport. And if you don't want to ride, you can still go up to the Les Bourgeois for the evening activity, which is music and food, and they are screening a documentary called Lunar Sea.
And this is a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser for the True False Film Fest, okay, which happens in February.
So that's
March.
This coming weekend.
This is on Saturday.
What time?
So it starts in the afternoon, riding out to Rocheport, but then the evening is the movie and festivities.
Okay, so if people go to gocolumbia.com.
So it's on our calendar at gocolumbiamo.com/arts,
okay,
but you can also just go to the truefalse.org website and find information.
All right, what else have you got coming up?
An event that already happened, but an ongoing cultural thing you can help our office, is we unveiled our 2013 commemorative poster for the City of Columbia. So each year, an image is chosen to represent Mid-Missouri and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year's poster is entitled Winter Sunset, a pastel image chosen by artist Jerry Brown, and it's a really great landscape of, you know, a winter sunset.
Yeah.
And that's also available to view on our website, gocolumbiamo.com/arts. And you can purchase it at the Columbia Mall, Deck the Walls, as well as our office.
Okay.
And look at all the past year's posters.
You probably got time for one more event.
Well, One Read is a book community-wide reading program that is ongoing this summer. Programs happen in September. That's through Daniel Boone Regional Library. So if you haven't gotten a chance to read the book, I can tell you to check it out and participate in some of the activities that are happening in September. There's a lot going on, an
okay,
art show and everything.
And that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah. So,
but you've got like about 200 more.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Como Arts, and you can find out all the great things happening.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and Maplewood Barn. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.